story goes back to when I was 17. This girl I liked when I was 15, like me, but so it seemed. It's no stretch to say she was the girl of my dreams. For propriety's sake, let's call her Darlene now. Darlene was sarcastic, pretty, and spoke in a monotone. Much like the monotone I used to do when I'm in front of a microphone. I digress. She described herself as bookish, an outcast. Was I smitten with her? I think so, yes. She had a boyfriend and I knew that, and she knew that I knew that. But we were shooting the breeze, talking it up, chewing the fat. It was as chatty as anyone else I'd have a conversation could get. Not so hot that you needed to turn down the thermostat. Not yet. She said I was like a long lost brother, which looking back was awkward, cause I was crazier than her. Rewind 2 years, she ripped me a note that said love you lots, which made my stomach turn into knots. Over the next 22 months, the seed she planted grew into vines. I was helpless, not a victim, just standing behind enemy lines. In the throes of adolescence, becoming a young adult, a babe in the woods, tossing little brave, I catapult. I woke up one night in a cold sweat, the feeling of my bare arm against a blanket. I knew I was madly in love with her and couldn't help it, I was out of my element. We were goofing off in a farm on haystacks, she was joking about a weed stash. I saved the baby girl being crushed by a gate after I heard a metal crash. It was an animal park, we were doing a service project as you could probably guess. Once again I digress, get this, 14 years later, same place. They euthanized a wallaby by drowning, allegedly. Now back to the story. Darlene and I had a mutual friend, let's call him Darius. Are those two names related? Beats me, they're made up, and I'm not a linguist. It's Friday night, she and visiting family went to see a superhero movie, and invited Darius and me, and I went, even though superheroes bored me. Truth is, I found him kinda corny. Darius and I were in the front of the theater. They were late, but we were late, didn't even meet her. She gave me a ride home, it was raining, and it got crazier than ever. Got back from vacation, Ocean City, Maryland. Darius told me she liked me, and I said, she has a boyfriend. He said, yeah, but she cheats. I thought, okay, well, I'm not sure what that means. So I called her up and said, Darius said you like me. Then I made the mistake of asking, don't you have a boyfriend? She said, none of your business. But we just broke up, and then I choked. I was gonna ask a rap. I said, alright, do you wanna go out? She said, that was corny. Well, maybe, but not as corny as a superhero movie. Everything about her was intriguing. She let me kiss her on the cheek. I think in junior high she tried heroin. She showed me the pinprick. She used to date a dealer, but she lived in Atlanta. She told me I was the 42nd guy she ever dated. So small, unmatched, raw, naked. I didn't know how to act around her. I didn't know what to do or say. Commandeered walkie-talkies and yacked up a storm all day. It was the private moments that made me cringe. Sharing a soda, peeling an orange, eye contact. We were watching a movie with Darius and Darius' dad's house. A lousy horror movie remake about a haunted house. It was so bad. Darius went upstairs to talk to his dad. Along with her in the basement, I had a panic attack. As far as I could tell, I thought we were a couple, should say. If Big 80s knew we were together, would we get in trouble? Big 80s was this older guy who wore sunglasses that were bigger than his face. He was an authority figure, sort of. The circumstances of our being near to each other ended. Who was this mysterious person I had just befriended? Could I have learned then that I wouldn't see her again? And so the first end of my romantic ballad comes to an end. Everything, everything, every year, love. Everything, every year, every year, love. Next is where it leaves the realm of innocent fun. It would have been nice to me then, but we were done and been done. Overwhelmed by my feelings, in the war of common sense, my feelings won. Call her every morning, went to rise on Tuesday, sat morn. Calling her house, her grandma would answer, she'd yell, Lena! I was the best, and the worst, the salamander. And the Neanderthal, I should have been playing pinball in a pizza parlor. Not trying to keep things going with her. Then one day a friend told me he saw her at a party making out with some guy. I called her out, me with no right to do so, me the small fry. I couldn't describe her in the slightest, my memory was a sieve. At that point the most civil thing I could do was stay out of her biz. I apologized for my bit of jealousy, but she said that's okay. I was as clingy as peanut butter and honey, yet still miles away. What was I thinking, accusing her like that? I should be mowed down for gunfire, rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. Honestly, I regret every single thing I've ever done and said. I wish I could disappear, I wish I were dead. Before long, this situation
situation came to a head. I rang her up one weekend, fingers crossed, fresh and thick four-leaf clover. And this fate would have it, she said, oh, so-and-so is over. We'll make them fake goods. Fake goods, what does that mean? Is it over between me and Darlene? Wish I had a time machine. She sent me an email, it was a rain cloud. She said I probably knew where this was going by now. I didn't, it was inconceivable. I couldn't even imagine. She's been dating my boyfriend since months before my episode with her began. She complimented me, saying I'm a stand-up guy. But if I knew what was good for me, I would put her right in my mind. Yeah, right, was that a threat? I screwed her over royally. Did I deserve it? Did she deserve it? Tears came to my eyes. This was a turn of events I couldn't accept. I don't remember if I sent a reply. And stanza two. Amputee, amputee, amputee. Love. Amputee, amputee,
amputee. Love. Well, with an imaginary version of a real person.
Reenacted 100 years from now on the villain of this period piece. Watch my humor's an illusion of essential conceits. And those with techno CDs, call phones and ecstasy. Oh, a side note about duality. The plot line changed hands since the earliest part of the story. The weirdest thing I ever said to that girl was, I have a Wawa pedal and I plugged it into my portable keyboard. I told her, you should hear it. I wasn't trying to be sleazy. I didn't know it connoted porn soundtracks from the 1970s. Reflecting on my actions now, I've done irreparable damage to my self-esteem. I'm a total creep if I can't sleep. There's nothing redeeming about me. My defining characteristic is complete lack of agency. I bet the only time I talk to single women is from 9 to 5 during the work week. They don't really give me the light of day, must be broken. Like, there must be a catch. I'm not even joking, like, it's a spectator sport. I'm on the bench and I'm batting 1,000. I'm an all-time great, never snuck to the plate. I deserve a medallion. To put it more charitably, no one's ever gone steady with me and lived to tell about it. In college, my nickname was the assassin, cause I was so quiet. Well, the truth is, I wouldn't hurt a fly. I swore myself to keep it calm, but I'm too much for coward to even try. An eternity later, I went on a bike ride. Oh, bike ride, bike ride. See, I was a couple hundred yards from the spot where I met her. Crushed into a drainage ditch or a bridge. Might have been caused by a seizure. Or was it a flood of a flashback from the past? Don't wonder. Ambulance came and took me to the ER. Dislocated my elbow, bang on my head. Crushed the top half of the same arm. Bled. I was coming around the hospital gown, concussed beyond belief. Broken record, a jukebox, looping the same three questions on repeat. What happened? Who knows I'm here? Was I in love? What happened? Who knows I'm here? Was I in love? What happened? Who knows I'm here? Was I in love? Was I in love?
Amputated, amputated, will I be amputated? Amputated, amputated, will I be amputated?
In love with an imaginary version of a real person.
The damage adds up over time.